Welcome back. 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist and author of the book, Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Families, Faith, and Freedom. Today she's got a column in the Washington Times entitled, Newswoman's Analysis Betrays Bias, or Is It Ignorance? Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm well, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I know who you're talking about. NBC's Andrea Mitchell. What is with this woman?
Well, you know, she almost isn't making any kind of pretense anymore. She's just shilling for the left every chance she gets and, you know, trying to couch it in sort of faux journalism. But, you know, on Saturday when he made this pronouncement about the announcement of Paul Ryan as the vice presidential pick for Mitt Romney, she said, well, this isn't a pick for suburban moms, and this isn't a pick for women. This is a pick for the base. And, you know, I am a suburban mom, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm like the poster mom for suburban moms.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
In fact, you're talking to me today from a college dorm room 4 states away from where I live, where I just moved my daughter into her dorm, and, you know, like, I actually do radio interviews from my minivan. I am a suburban mom,
yes,
okay?
Yes,
what
you are.
What this woman knows about suburban moms, she could write on the back of a postage stamp. She just does not have any idea. And so to pronounce us women and suburban moms as being, you know, not in favor of this pick is to simply insult all of us because, of course, what she's doing is applying the same old leftist feminist narrative that says all we care about is birth control and abortion and abortive fashion drugs. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You know, and if you look into her background, I know that she's been married twice. Her current husband is Alan Greenspan, and I'm sure they have a tough time balancing the budget every week. You know, they're probably not, you know, knocking.
Can't you just see them at the kitchen table, you know, hunched over the Greenspan family checkbook? Come on.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know why, but for whatever reasons, personal or whatnot, she's not a mom. So, you know, and I'm not even going to judge her on the two marriages, whatever. All I'm saying is that the idea that she really has her finger on the pulse of what women like me are going through, you know, is absurd. And I can just tell you that the number one issue for women of all kinds in this election is this crappy, stagnant economy. You have people whose husbands and children and adult, you know, college grad kids can't find jobs. And so, you know, the idea that this war on women is what's consuming us is just insulting, and it's ridiculous.
You know, it points to something that I see a lot, and that is the left wanting to speak for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that has become more and more prevalent, you know, and I see it on a daily basis, and I hear it through, you know, radio sound clips and all, people saying, well, what America thinks. No, I'm sorry. Most of the time,
right,
when you say what America thinks, you're not talking about my America.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's the idea. I mean, I understand that just for purposes of marketing and advertising and trying to get certain messages to certain populations of people, they segment the audience of voters in different ways. And I've always been annoyed by, you know, just being pigeonholed as a woman voter or pigeonholed as a soccer mom. I hate soccer. I could never understand the whole upsize rule. You know, so when they started with soccer moms, I was like, seriously? I'm a runner mom. Is that like a different category of mom? I mean, but anyway, now it's Walmart moms. And, you know, I'm actually proud to be one of those. I am a Walmart mom. I do go to Walmart. You know, it's cheap, good stuff, and I go there. But it turns out that in this election, Walmart moms, specifically married women who have children and are religious and are they're not particularly partisan political, but they are, they're well-educated, college-educated, and they consider themselves either moderate or conservative women. Those are the people who are going to turn this election. They don't necessarily vote in a party line. They vote about the things they care about. And right now, the so-called, quote-unquote, Walmart mom cares about nothing more than her kitchen table economy. And so this whole meme of people like Andrea Mitchell pronouncing, I mean, Paul Ryan looks really good to women who care about what's going on in our economy. And they're smart enough to listen to him and see what he has to say and judge that ticket now on what he has brought to it and what they think that Romney Ryan can do for America. So I just think it's just, it was just, it annoyed me so much, you know, I had to write a screed, you know me, I have to, once in a while I got to pull that out of the hat.
Hey, you know, that's how you vent. I mean, I look forward to your column every week. You mentioned Paul Ryan, and I wanted to get your take, and I've been asking everybody I talk to, were you surprised by the selection of Paul Ryan by Mitt Romney?
I was, because I didn't think Ryan would do it. I didn't realize he was really interested, and I kind of thought that he was so committed to staying in the House and doing what he could for a Romney presidency from his powerful position as head of the House Budget Committee, that I didn't think he would necessarily want to risk losing that spot and all that. And so I guess I just, you know, I'm like I said, I'm a suburban mom. Apparently Paul Ryan didn't think to call me and tell me what he was thinking. So, you know, I just wasn't, but I will say that as soon as it happened, I was so excited and, you know, witnessed the millions of dollars that have flooded the Romney coffers since the announcement. Everybody's excited.
Yeah.
This is a pick that says you are serious about fixing what's wrong.
Yeah.
And it wasn't placating women or Hispanics or any sort of, you know, interest group. And it wasn't a play to the base. It was a play as a pick to do the right thing with a right good man. And, you know, I mean, all I know is I've lived in fear that something, you know, if anything ever happened to Barack Obama, God bless him, I disagree with him, but good Lord, if anything ever happened to him, we're stuck with Joe Biden. So, you know, Ryan's a guy you can look at and say, that is a man who could be presidential, and that is the other thing we all have to look at and take seriously. So.
Yeah. I've been somewhat pleasantly surprised by the size of the crowds these guys are getting. When, you know, 15,000 in North Carolina, another 15 out in Iowa. I mean, everywhere they go, you can see they really have energized the base. And I think it's sending a signal to the Democrats that perhaps Americans are really watching what they're doing here in Washington after all.
Yeah, I think that the Democrats are counting on the people who are cynical and giving up and won't vote, and they're counting on, you know, that sort of radical leftist, feminist, the professional left to kind of mobilize, and they're counting on a bunch of people who are just really ignorant and don't even appreciate that there is a difference between what's being offered between the Republicans and Democrats. And it's a totally different direction for America. So they know that they have to obfuscate in order to try and maintain this election. I haven't had such a positive feeling as I've had since Saturday. I'm super excited. And in my Twitter feed, the only people who are complaining about the Romney Ryan ticket is that they can't get into these rallies because the venues aren't big enough and they're being shut out. So, you know, I think it was the right pick at the right time with a person who is just really well respected and is a great man. And so, you know, now you've got two really good men on that ticket people feel good about voting for.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do me a favor, let me know if you get a tweet from Andrea Mitchell, okay?
Not likely.
All right, suburban mom, get back to your daughter. She's waiting for you to get her into the dorm room.
Sure, she wants another trip to Target, and I'm just going to have to, you know, it's almost time to close the wallet, but not quite. All right, Andy, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Thanks much.
See you. Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist. The book she wrote is very good. Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Family, Faith, and Freedom. And she does have a great column in today's Washington Times. Newswoman's analysis betrays bias, or is it ignorance? And it's all about Andrea Mitchell and her comments about suburban moms not liking the pick of Paul Ryan. Seriously. How would she know? 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington.